It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, let's begin with Beauty and the Beast at the Opera House.
Well, Beauty and the Beast in 20 years has become a bona fide stage classic. And the plan from Disney was to treat this sort of like Disney used to treat its feature films. People my age and older will probably remember that Disney had a routine of taking its animated classics like Snow White and Cinderella out of circulation for a while to build up the audience anticipation for the film, and then they would re-release it kind of to a new generation that would get to see it for a first time and rebuild that impression with new audiences every few years. And there was a plan for this tour that is coming through the Lexington Opera House Friday through Sunday to be the final national tour that would go around the country. And then they were going to put the show away for a while, probably bring it back in a Broadway revival in a few years, and then bring it out for subsequent national tours. But the thing is that when word of this got to theater producers, people who program series like the Opera House's Broadway Live series, they went crazy because they really want Beauty and the Beast coming around every few years because it is so popular. It sells tons of tickets and, still can be the anchor for Broadway touring series. If you look at the Lexington Opera House's ticket site, there are only a handful of tickets left for this weekend's performances, and most of them are single seats, kind of scattered around the orchestra and the balcony. And they're very scarce. They're only about, half dozen to a dozen for each performance. So it kind of proves the point that people love this show and producers want to see it. So if you have tickets, you are going to be a lucky one to see it this weekend. But if you don't, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's not going to come back around in a few years.
Moving on to the Kentucky Theater and the Lex Latino Film Festival. Tell us about that.
Well, the Lex Latino Film Festival started last year by a guy named Dominic Martina, who lives here in Lexington now, but he used to live in San Diego and went and still goes to the annual San Diego Latino Film Festival, which is a huge deal, stretches out over 10 days, hundreds of film screenings, stars, directors, and folks like that come out. He wanted to start creating that vibe here in Lexington, and so we have the second edition of the festival. It's celebrating 100 years of Latina women in film, and you have everything from time-honored stars like Carmen Miranda and Rita Moreno, up to new actresses that are making a name for themselves in Latino film now. And the centerpiece of this one is Gloria, which is a 2015 film. It's a biopic of Mexican pop star Gloria Trevi, who had a real meteoric rise in the 1990s until her career was kind of stopped by a sex scandal in a prison term for the star. So that's going to be the centerpiece. And you'll also see classic films with Carmen Miranda and Rita Moreno and others. So it should be a big weekend of Latino film at the Kentucky Theater.
And finally, a very busy week for live music in the area. You shouldn't be hard-pressed to find something probably that you like. I thank everybody from country star Luke Bryan to the Avett Brothers, Chick Corea, and Bela Fleck. Tell us what's happening.
It is a huge music week coming up, huge couple of music weeks. But when you look at the calendar, Thursday really jumps off the calendar for you, October the 1st, because we have at Rupp Arena the Avett Brothers and Jason Isbell. Then down at Talon Winery, Luke Bryan, an act who usually plays Rupp Arena when he comes through here, but he is bringing his farm tour to the Talon Allen Winery, and then the same night over at the EKU Center in your backyard, Chick Corea and Bela Fleck are bringing their duo show to the EKU Center. So that's going to be a crazy busy night of music here in the Bluegrass. And then there are a number of other shows coming up, like this weekend. Woodsongs folks with the Troubadour concert series are presenting Exile in the Mountain, which is literally the band Exile playing in Highbridge Cave, so down in that area. So it's going to be just a huge weekend of music and some real unique opportunities to hear music in different settings.
Hopefully something for everybody. Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald-Leader and Lexco.com. Thank you.
Thank you.